At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there. Just want to let everyone know, if you are interested in subscribing to my newsletter, that is pretty easy to do. It's free. It'll be in your inbox Monday through Friday, every single day. Joe-Giglio, Giglio-sports.beHIIV.com. That's it. You go there and you subscribe for free. If you want to send me an email, a direct message on Instagram, Twitter, I'll see it and I will respond with the link if you don't want to write it all down. I just want this all sent to you. So that's all there. And you could subscribe there. I appreciate that. All right, I want to dive in today as the Milwaukee Brewers are in town. Phillies yesterday split a doubleheader. Boy, I thought they were lucky. I thought they were lucky to win the first game with the hit-by-pitch on Marshawn. What a Marshawn game. Could we quiet down the bring Garrett Stubbs stuff back? Let him hang out in AAA and be a half manager and help Andrew Painter along. But I thought Marshawn had a great game with the home run, that obviously the caught stealing on Albies in the ninth inning. I thought Romano was lucky in the ninth. I thought that last strike wasn't a strike. You know, that was one of those games you get through and you're like, all right, let's get the win and get the heck out of here. Not as fortunate. The nightcap, Wheeler had a rare dud, and the bats didn't do much until the Braves just kind of let them have some runs late in the game. So a split, another series win, 9 out of 10, all great. But, you know, as we discuss the Phillies' needs between now and the end of July, we're going to discuss bullpen, 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 and that's obvious. And they should go get a reliever. But the Phillies also have options that they could convert one of many starters to the bullpen. You know, eventually Taijuan Walker, whose stuff looked like it played up in the bullpen, could go back to the bullpen. I've been banging the drum for either or both of Andrew Painter and Ranger Suarez to eventually help out of the bullpen when we get to October. I haven't loved what I've seen out of Christopher Sanchez lately, so perhaps he's a guy that ends up more in the bullpen in October than he does the rotation. You know, assuming health, as my alarm goes off on my phone. Assuming health. I'm going to assume that Zach Wheeler and Jesus Luzardo are going to headline the postseason rotation. And then we figure out who's 3 and 4 the rest of the way. You know, perhaps Andrew Painter surpasses everyone. He becomes 3, and then I could bump everyone down a peg, whatever. But they're going to have, you know, you don't need 6 starters in the playoffs. Really, you don't need more than 3.5. The fourth starter in the postseason with days off really doesn't get that much run. You know, maybe a couple starts here and there. So that guy, and we saw with Syndergaard in 22, you know, that didn't pitch much, right? So you could use that guy to the bullpen. So the bullpen and the help they're needed there, the reinforcements could be on the 40-man roster. Now, they need to go get an outside reliever, but a lot of the reinforcements could be here anyway. What I think is a sneaky need that we haven't discussed a lot, but it's become more apparent to me. I saw in the nightcap yesterday, I saw in the first game, and Marshawn hit, but they were lucky to win that game. I think the Phillies need another bat. You know, as I look at it right now, as we enter play on May 30th, Phillies have the best record in baseball, and they've played really good, really, really well for a while. But the Phillies right now, as we enter Memorial Day, post-Memorial Day, about to enter June, have one, two, three, four players with an above-average OPS. And I'm not counting a Mundo Associate as a play every day. Like four regulars with an above-average OPS. And that is Kyle Schwarber, who's been their best offensive player. It's Bryce Harper. It's Trey Turner. And Castellanos, who really just, because he had a million hits yesterday, got over that mark. Before yesterday, he was below average. Right now, they have three players with an OPS, two players with an OPS over 800. That's it. That is it. As a team, they have a 107 adjusted OPS. And really, that's Schwarber carrying that. I think if you took Schwarber out of that, it's way closer to just an average offensive team. It's Schwarber and then the rest of the team just all together, including Bryce and Trey and all that, is an average offensive team. So I think they could use another bat in the lineup. Power-wise, we know they're not a huge power team. I'm going to look up right now where the Phillies rank in terms of home runs in Major League Baseball. And that, don't forget, is with Kyle Schwarber at 19 home runs, which I believe is second in baseball. I think he and Cal Raleigh have 19 apiece. And then Ohtani, I believe, is cleared. Yeah, he cleared the 20 mark a couple days ago. So home runs, let me look at team stats for home runs. The Phillies right now are 10th in baseball with 60 home runs, but 19 of those are from Kyle Schwarber. And really, the gap between the Phillies with 60 and the Rays at 54, six home runs separate 10 from 20. I mean, I don't view this team as a team that has immense power right now. They have one player with double-digit home runs as we get to June. All right, we're going to enter June and probably just one guy, unless Harper hits a couple home runs this weekend. One player is going to have double digits. And, you know, depending on how the weekend goes, JT's got five, Turner's got five. Those guys could certainly hit one this weekend. Kepler has six. But, like, we could have nobody close to double digits other than Bryce along with Schwarber. So I think the Phillies need another bat. They need more power. And I keep thinking about this because it feels so perfect. I keep thinking about the potential return of Rhys Hoskins. Now, the Brewers are here this weekend. Hoskins will be in town. He's having a heck of a season so far. The Brewers have surged lately. I don't view them as a playoff team in the National League, and I view them as the kind of team that will be proactive. They have a mutual option on Rhys Hoskins' contract for after the season, $18 million. If they exercise it, he could go back next year. If he continues down this path, I think he'll opt out of that because I think he'll find more than $18 million guaranteed on the open market. So we'll see about all that. But I think the Brewers would trade him at the deadline. And I'm thinking about the potential return. Look, I don't think it's going to cost a lot. They'll figure out the compensation for a first baseman / GH with three guaranteed months left on his deal. It's not going to cost an arm and a leg to get Rhys Hoskins back here. So I'm not worried about the compensation. What I am curious about is how it would all work, how the team would look with Rhys Hoskins back. Remember, the Phillies made a decision last year to move off of Rhys Hoskins because they wanted to prioritize defense and flexibility and the first base spot for Bryce Harper. So now what? Okay, let's unpack some of these things. Number one, let's look at how the alignment could look in the field and how the Phillies could move things around if Rhys came back. All right, so option number one, Phillies trade for Rhys Hoskins. He goes back to first base. And Rhys is the first baseman. Bryce Harper goes back to the outfield for the remainder of this season. And you could put Bryce Harper in right field and put Castellanos in left field, which is really what the Phillies designed the team to be when they signed Nick Castellanos. They signed Schwarber to be a DH, and they thought there'd be kind of a rotating DH thing with Schwarber and Harper and Castellanos, and those two would play, Harper would play mostly right field. It would be Castellanos mostly left field. It'd be Schwarber mostly DH. And then some days you'd put Schwarber in left field and you'd throw Castellanos in right and DH Harper. But that was the original idea for the 2022 Phillies. That was what the team was going to look like. And then that changed because Bryce Harper went down with the UCL injury in the month of April. And, Castellanos moved to right field. and Schwarber moved to left field, and Hoskins played first, and the Phillies went to the World Series when Bryce came back, and he DH'd the remainder of the season. So that's what the team was designed to be. Now, things have changed since then, but that's where they were at. So that's option one. You can go to that. Option two is you could DH Rhys Hoskins because you don't want to lose Bryce's defense at first base or, you know, make him more susceptible to injury in the outfield. And you could throw Schwarber in the outfield and left field. And obviously in all of these scenarios, we're lessening the role of Max Kepler. I don't think Kepler's been bad. For me, he's been slightly below average. He's fine. He's hitting 226 with a 318 OBP, 405 slugging. We know he doesn't hit lefties. He strikes out a pretty good amount of time, you know, considering how often he does play. I don't really dislike Max Kepler. I'm not enthused. Like, I just, it's fine. A 722 OPS is fine, but I can upgrade. I could be better there with a different player. Now, he has a 10% walk rate, 20% strikeout rate. Like, I'll keep Max up on the team, and I'll play him sometimes, and he'll be a good pitch hitter off the bench, and I'll get to that in a minute. But I want to upgrade there. So you could do the DH with Hoskins, the price at first, leave him alone, and you put Schwarber in the outfield more. Now, that's going to weaken your defense, but you could do it. You also could create a Nick Castellanos and Max Kepler. I wouldn't call it a platoon because you want, you know, I'd rather Castellanos play more than play less. It's more of a 50-50 split. And maybe you play Castellanos a little bit less than typical. And I know he loves to play every day and it'd be a demotion for him. I can't worry about feelings. I'm trying to win a World Series, excuse me, a World Series here. And I feel like it would give you a better chance. You also would have Kepler's big bat off the bench late in the game versus a tough righty. And what I'm thinking about is, like, say it's late in the game, seventh inning, bases loaded, and they've got a righty on the mound, a nasty righty on the mound, the opponent, and it's Alec Bohm coming to the plate. That's not Alec Bohm's strength. It's just not. He's probably going to ground the ball, you know, hit the ball into the ground or pop it up. Now, if it's a lefty, soft toss and lefty, that's where you want Bohm in the game and you want him to hit. But, you know, I have Edmundo Sosa as an extra infielder so I could play around with my defense. Like, that's a spot late in the game. The Phillies haven't had, and I know they had Cody Clemens. They didn't use him much. He's killing it with the Twins right now. But the Phillies haven't had in recent years that huge bat off the bench. And I know you don't need it as much as you used to. It's not the old NL where you want your Matt Stairs. But I would like Kepler off the bench. So I think this, you can make it work. You make your team stronger. You give Topper more options. You give guys more days off. You move your platoon. You shift around. And you create a scenario where you give older players a little bit of a breather. You get everyone in the right spots. Everyone plays enough, you know, five times a week. Obviously, Bryce will play more like six. And everyone breathes a little bit down the stretch of the season. And you have Rhys Hoskins' bat back in the lineup. Now, as far as the way it would look, and then I'll get to the defense because I know everyone's worried about that. As far as how it would look, lineup-wise, I'm going to start writing this down so we can kind of jot this down together. Look, if you want to keep Stott struggled lately, but if you want to keep him in the leadoff spot against righties, you go Stott, you go Turner, you go Bryce at three, you can go Schwarber at four, and then that's where I put Hoskins' bat, in that five spot in the order. To me, that really gives you Stott, Turner, Bryce, Schwarber, Hoskins. Boom, 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 boom. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. If you haven't noticed, by the way, Hoskins this year enters tonight. 282 batting average, 384 on base, 459 slugging, an 843 OPS. His OPS would rank second on the team. His on-base would rank second on the team. His adjusted OPS would rank second on the team. I mean, the guy is producing again the way he used to before the injury. I'm excited to see where the rest of his season goes. We know he goes hot and goes cold, but he'd be a big help, okay? And then Stott, who struggled lately, if he goes back to struggling, you know, you have options here with this lineup. You go back to Schwarber leadoff. You go Schwarber, Turner, Bryce, Hoskins. Right, so you have those options if you want to move things around. Right now, you really don't have those options because Bohm hasn't hit enough, Castellanos hasn't hit enough, Kepler hasn't hit enough, JT's been bad. So you're kind of stuck in this has to work, and there's no other real alternative to the lineup with the way it is. Also, if you want to do, you know, against lefties, you know, you could go Turner one and then put Hoskins two and then put Bryce and then put Schwarber, or you could break them up and you can go Turner one and Bryce two and Hoskins three and Schwarber four, and that's a big time lineup against left-handed pitchers. So you have a lot of options there And look, I love the sentimentality of it. I love the idea of finishing what was started here with Rhys Hoskins. And let me address the defense, because I know a lot of people are saying, well, all this makes the defense worse, right? Kepler's an above-average left fielder. You're taking him off the field more. You're moving Castellanos, although I think he'd be better in left than right. You're weakening first base if you take Bryce off there. All of these are true. All these are facts. But two things.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One, the furthest this Phillies team has gone is with their worst defense. Those are facts, right? They played Schwarber in the outfield, and they made the World Series and almost won the World Series. Since they have gone to more of a defensive team the last 2 years, they haven't been they haven't gone as far. In 2023, 2024, they didn't go as far. They missed Rhys in 2023. It became more of a Rojas thing in center field. And last year, they did this by design, and they didn't go as far. So those are facts. The second thing is, if you look at the percentage time a batted ball is turned into an out, the Phillies are one of the worst defensive teams in baseball anyway. They're below average at third. They're below average at short. They're above it at second. They're above it first. So I like first and second, okay. Obviously, very good defensively catcher. They're pretty good in center, not great because Marsh is a great, but Rojas is usually quite good. They're not good in right, and they're pretty good in left. Is this appreciably going to change anything? They're not a good defense team now. So I'm going to increase the offense. I have the pitching. I have strikeout arms. I'm creating a bullpen down the line of the season, however we frame it, that's going to have more strikeout arms. I'm interested in another bat. Rhys feels to me like a fit, both from the clubhouse perspective, a leadership perspective, a narrative perspective, fan base perspective. It all fits perfectly. And he's back to hitting the way he did a few years ago with the on base. He does the chase, 92 percentile chase. I would love to have him back. I didn't appreciate Rhys Hoskins enough when he was here. And now I'm imagining what it would look like if the Phillies brought him back at the trade deadline. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Of course, a YouTube feed, 94WIP. Have an incredible weekend. Enjoy the Phillies. Hope another series win at home against the Milwaukee Brewers. And maybe next time we see Rhys here, he's back as a Philly. We'll talk soon on WIP Daily.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country. And the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.